Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anybody who went to camp, I bet as an adult, can remember the songs they sang while they were there. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy. TJ Hope, intern Joe, is here as well. You're the youngest of the group.
I am.
Do you remember camp songs? Well, did you go to camp?
Yeah, of course I remember camp songs. I worked there last summer.
Oh, I'm still in the camp mode. So you're a camp counselor?
Well, not anymore, but I was, yeah.
All right. How many summers?
Three summers in a row, yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of songs.
There's a lot of songs. A lot of songs.
See, I was always jealous of the kids whose parents sent them to camp. I never got to go to camp, but my sister got to work at a camp one summer, and she came back singing all these crazy songs, and it's one about a skunk.
I don't know ones about skunks.
Did she sing it enough that you know it?
Yes. I don't know why I still remember it. I can't remember what I had for
dinner
last night.
But you didn't go to this camp.
I didn't go. but I live vicariously through her. Yeah, it was like, I stuck my head in a little skunk's hole. And a little skunk said, well, bless my soul. Take it out. Take it out. Take it out. Remove it. So I didn't take it out. And the little skunk said, if you don't take it out, you would wish you had. Take it out. Take it out. Take it out. Remove it. Phew. So I removed it.
Wow. There's many layers to that song right there.
I'm telling you, I don't know why. We remember the stupidest stuff, don't
right.
we? And we forget all the important stuff, and I guess we're stuck with camp songs in our head.
One of my best friends was a camp counselor, and at her bachelorette party, we're all running around, I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic.
Woo.
I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic.
Woo.
I'm alive, awake, alert. I'm alert, awake, alive. I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic. And then you just get louder and louder. I'm going to save everybody from that.
So there's a lot of singing at camp, huh?
Yeah.
I missed all the good stuff.
Well, I sit there and I walk around the camp backwards, and you know, I keep the kids in line by making sure that they're singing the same song I am, so it's always a call and response. It's like, you can't ride in my little red wagon, and then they would respond with, the front seat's broken and the axle's dragging.
Lambert stole that song.
Miranda Lambert stole? Really?
And we would just keep getting louder and more obnoxious, and
I wonder if that's where she got that from.
So you're telling me Miranda Lambert, I love that song, Little Red Wagon.
Yeah.
Years and years ago.
Maybe she went to camp as a kid.
Probably.
Recorded a camp song and made it a hit?
Well, I mean.
Many of them could be hits.
You know what? Camp season's going to be right around the corner. We were just talking about camp songs that people remember decades later. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. I'm Billy Hope, TJ. Intern Joe is here, and you're a camp counselor. Was a camp counselor.
Yeah, I was a camp counselor for 3 years. It was honestly the most fun job I've ever had. Like, I love working in radio, but nothing compares to like being able to help mold the minds of children.
Moldy little minds.
Yes.
So you sang a song, and I'm going to ask you to sing the first part of it again, which absolutely freaked us out because we're like, we know that song, but neither.
Wait a minute.
TJ and I did not go to camp, so there's no reason why we should know. So could you sing the Little Red Wagon song?
You can't ride in my little red wagon. Front seat's broken and the axle's dragging.
So if you've been listening to the B a while, you probably recognize this song that I'm trying to push the right buttons for. Here it is.
Guess what? You can't ride in my little red wagon. Front seat's broken and the axle's dragging. You can't step to this backyard swagger.
So we dug into it. Clearly, that is the same song, at least the opening two lines of it.
Right.
And she did not write that song. Mm-hmm. But when Miranda Lambert heard that song, she said, I need to have that song. She tracked down the writer. I would love to find out. Clearly, she ripped it off from that song.
Yeah. So I wonder if she got it from camp.
She must have.
Where else would they learn it?
By the way, the text line 252-9233. OMG, I can't believe you guys didn't know that about Miranda's song.
No.
I didn't go to camp, so it never came across my radar screen. Ever.
Neither did I. I always just thought, man, that's a clever song. Why is this song so catchy?
I wonder
now
if
we know why.
Other songs that were inspired by camp songs that we just don't know about because we're ignorant.
Because our families wouldn't send us to camp.
There's got to be a lot of them. I mean,
you guys
I would
had
have
a bunch
to dig
in
deep into the memory store.
Yeah.
Nobody ever made you sing at any of your past jobs? We had to sing, like, basically camp songs when I worked at the ice cream shop. We had a mopping song. One scoop of ice cream on my ice cream cone. One, two scoops of ice cream. Wait. One can't stand alone.
Now, did you initiate this or did
I feel like
a boss?
I did not initiate it.
And others sang along, too? Or was this just you, Hope?
This was not just me. This was by my boss. She was like, we're going to sing the mopping song now. My brother did not make it the whole season when he worked there.
Yeah, no, I love singing, but I could not do that for mopping the floors.
There were lots of songs. There was one about a chicken.
Do you remember how that
song?
One goes?
I don't remember the chicken one. We didn't sing that one as often. We sang the ice cream song every night.
Oh my God.
There were lots of sprinkles to get off the floor. We sang a lot.
It is prom season again. Are you ready, parents? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. TJ, are you in the prom business this year?
I am not this year, but I have a neighbor whose daughter I see coming in with a prom dress yesterday. You know how they have them? Send them in, I don't know, from Windsor or wherever. Send them in with it's all bagged.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, Mom, don't forget the shoes. So I was outside.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Because it was beautiful yesterday. But I'm thinking, okay, yeah, geez, that is. It's usually in May. It's prom season.
Yep.
And it just had me thinking that when Morgan went to junior prom, I'm talking, it's different than when we went to prom, Billy. When we went to prom, I don't even think my mom was there when I got ready. I don't know. But it was this big photo shoot, like all these big plans ahead of time. It wasn't just like, hey, come and pick me up and we'll go to the dance together.
Yeah.
It was like, I go, what do you mean, Morgan? She's like, okay, so at 2:30, we're all going to Lake Ontario to my friend's father's cottage.
We didn't do any of that.
And we're going to... So it's May on the lake.
Oh, the wind tunnel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
these girls had spent all this money on their hair to get done. And I don't know what they were thinking. I guess I didn't know enough about being up at the lake
in May. Probably just thinking lakeshore, the water is the background.
Oh my God, these are going to be the best. These pictures are going to be beautiful. We got there and they all were freaking out. Every picture of my kid for junior prom looks like she's in a wind tunnel.
They had to turn into the wind to get that like Beyonce effect going on.
And that's the thing. And they all have like slits in their dress or they're trying to like hold themselves together, you know, because it's just a mess. So I just want to throw that out there. Sometimes our kids may have ideas, you know, before prom because they all want these great pictures.
Maybe think it through.
You know.
Think it through a little further.
Remember what time of year it is.
Me and my friends had full itineraries, as you can imagine.
Oh, my God.
For prom pictures.
You're
there were multiple destinations. First.
Yes.
Date had to come to the house, got pictures at the house. And then when I worked at the ice cream shop, we had to go to the ice cream shop, go see Mr. and Mrs. Reed in our prom dresses and tuxes. Then you'd go to like your close friend group. And then, you know, the bigger friend group. It was.
Weren't you going to see them at the prom?
Right.
We had to get pictures all together, though, ahead of time.
So you can't just have pictures at the prom. You need like the backdrop of somewhere else.
Right.
This is crazy. I'm telling you.
All for the Insta. Did you have Instagram when you were in high school?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, don't say it like that. I don't know how long Instagram's been around.
I'm a spring chicken. You are. Yes, I had Instagram.
Oh, man. Because that's what, and they had to go to, someone's mother had like balloons set up at the shop. So we, and then they had a limo. The guys, they all pitched in and got this limo so they could go around. So we parents are following the limo because who do you think is going to take the pictures? Right? I mean, the whole thing is crazy. So parents, if maybe you're new to this prom game this year, right? I want to let you know ahead of time. It's not just, hey, have them come to the house, pick you up.
Sounds like a wedding.
It's crazy. So just be prepared.
Maybe search out a support group on the Facebook. Hey, did you guys happen to notice a superstar literally disappeared for months? And I don't think anybody said anything about it. Country music news time. This story actually shocked me. And I heard that he was having this done. But now it's been confirmed that Tim McGraw was gone for months. He had surgery on both of his knees back in August. So you're going back 7-8 months there. That prompted him to cancel the last half of his previous tour. Then in January, he was supposed to be on a Netflix series. He backed out of that because he was having back issues. That was another surgery.
Dang.
So the guy has had three surgeries in the last year. And remember, he is fit.
Like, yeah, doesn't he work out insane before every single concert?
But that could also explain the back issues and the knee issues, depending on what he's doing. Repetitively, jumping, running, stuff like that.
He is almost 60.
He's 57. Yeah. And he's doing great now. In fact, he's apparently ahead of schedule. He just signed up to do a show May 31st down in Nashville with Reba and Jelly Roll. He has yet to break his silence about the operations, but it sounds like he's back on the road. He's got a tour planned for the summer and the fall. So
he is rebuilt.
Yes,
bionic.
The bionic Tim McGraw. Yes. I just assumed he was off filming a movie.
Bigger, better. He's back.
Have you ever wanted to own your very own Morgan Wallen and Post Malone plush toy? Anybody?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you asked. Who wouldn't?
Now you can. Posties,
listen to this.
Posties even comes with signature face tattoos. It all started over on the TikTok with an account called Country Plushie.
Oh boy.
It has gone viral for their dolls. They've actually started manufacturing these dolls. They sell for about 30 bucks a piece.
Country Plushie?
Country Plushie.
Can I get a Brantley plushie?
I bet if you look, there might be a Brantley. Oh, she's hitting the Google
country
already.
Country plushie.
Okay, well,
go ahead.
Looking about that, one more story in country music news here. The Tennessee Board of Parole has recommended a pardon for Jelly Roll. Jelly has been very open about his criminal history. He was involved with drugs.
Yeah.
He had a tough upbringing. And he's made no excuses. He's owned it. He did his time. He's given back to the community. He's trying to, he has started programs that will hopefully, you know, help kids get their GEDs while they're in jail and stuff like that. So he's done a lot. So with all that in mind, he has gone to the board and they have issued a non-binding recommendation unanimously after a hearing that lasted almost 2 hours saying he should get the wave. Even the sheriff showed up.
Like a pardon.
Yeah, and said that the pardon, he's seeking the pardon because traveling internationally is really difficult when you're a felon. And he's turned his life around. So the board has said yes. The board's action now goes to the governor. And if the governor signs it, then he's off and running. But, you know, he's not on parole. He's not on probation, any of that stuff. But it still makes it difficult to travel. And I've told the story about Canada. He couldn't travel to Canada. And he a very famous Canadian stepped up and said, I'll make a phone call for you. And somehow, magically, he was allowed into Canada. That's how that all works. It's who you know. And then who? It was a guy named Wayne Gretzky. Who's Mr. Canada? One phone call from Wayne and it was all expunged. Here's Cody Johnson.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.